August 7th, and it's going to be at the Benedict Music Tent, so it'll hold a lot more people, and it will hold a much bigger orchestra. The singers will have a big challenge as they are up on the stage. They will be gently enhanced, but also the orchestra itself will be up on stage, and so the sound will be absolutely overwhelming. In addition to that, there's brass bands that are playing along the side. Verdi's Aida was first composed with the idea of being performed to celebrate the opening of the Suez Canal in Egypt. And Egypt and Ethiopia, in our story of ancient Egypt here, have been at war, and the Ethiopians are now slaves. And one of the slaves is Aida, the daughter of the king of Ethiopia, the vanquished king of Ethiopia. Things don't go well when she falls in love with the general who made it possible for the Egyptian army to win. Robert Spano will be conducting, and Tamara Wilson will be the soprano singing the role of Aida. Michelle DeYoung, mezzo-soprano, will be Amneris, and other singers include Brian Mulligan, Morris Robinson, Purim Joe, and the Colorado Symphony Orchestra Chorus is coming up with Duane Wolfe, the chorus director. Ed Berkeley is going to direct the entire event, which is kind of a semi or not really staged work, but there will still be many dramatic elements and costuming and things like that. So definitely check that out for August 7th. And let's listen to some music now from Verdi's Aida, the grandest of the grand operas, but also a work with enormous intimacy. This is Lauren Mazel conducting the Vienna State Opera Orchestra and Chorus.
Proferse il nome delle guerriere che al campo mestiere tizie condurrà.
Paisano,
paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano, paisano
Oh,
coming up at the Aspen Music Festival on August 7th. Verdi's Aida with a very large orchestra and some very large human voices as well. I can guarantee you that. AspenMusicFestival.com is where you can go to find out about getting tickets for this unique event. This is going to be one of the signature events of the season at the Aspen Music Festival and School this summer, and we'll be marshaling great orchestral forces to back up these singers, I guarantee it. Now, the opera season ends over at the Wheeler Opera House on the final week of the Aspen Music Festival season. And so that week of August 17th through the 22nd is when you'll hear Così Fan Tutte if you're up there. And you'll want to get those tickets. Those do sell out at the Wheeler Opera House. It's a nice, intimate theater, as I mentioned before. And this is a student production with some of the finest students, many of them from Juilliard and other very, very major institutions. Ed Berkeley puts them together and directs some wonderful productions every year. And the story of Così Fan Tutte by Mozart is one that's a little bit on the fluffy side. Two young soldiers, quite enamored of two sisters that they are engaged to, very much in love with them, not only their beauty, but also their purity and their chastity and their fidelity, all those wonderful virtues that they are convinced that they have. And a cynical old philosopher comes along and makes a bet with them and says, within 24 hours, if you do exactly as I tell you, I can make and demonstrate directly to you that within 24 hours, both of your fiancés will be unfaithful to you. And so they disguise themselves as Middle Eastern guys and wealthy Middle Easterners and come in. I guess that's before the oil days, but nevertheless, these guys are wealthy from some other source. And they come in and they woo each other's fiancés in disguise, and within 24 hours are successful in doing this. Some extreme techniques are used by the philosopher and by these poor young men and these even poorer young women who have to go through all the emotional trauma, you might say, actually, of all of this. And it's quite the delightful romp. And Così Fan Tutte means women are like that, and just that's just the way they are. We'll hear the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, Sir Georg Scholte, conducting parts of Act One. And again, be sure to go to the Aspen Music Festival to hear this live. This is a performance starring Renee Fleming, as well as Anna-Sophie von Otter, Frank Lopardo, Olaf Barr, Adelina Scarabelli, and Michel Petrucci. Again, the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, Sir Georg Scholte conducting.
Che silenzio, che aspetto di tristezza aspirano queste stanze. Poverette, non han già tutto il torto. Bisogna consolarle. Infinché vanno i due creduli sposi come a loro commisi a mascherarsi, pensiam cosa può farsi. Temo un po' per Despina, quella furba potrebbe riconoscerli, potrebbe rovesciarmi le macchine, vedremo. Se mai farà bisogno, un regaletto a tempo, un zecchinetto per una cameriera è un gran scongiuro. Ma per esser sicuro si potria metterla in parte a parte del segreto. Eccellente il progetto! La sua camera è questa. Despinetta!
Che botte!
Oh! Despina mia, di te bisogno avrei.
E io niente di lei.
Ti vuol fare del bene.
A una fanciulla, un vecchio come lei, non può far nulla.
Shh, parla piano ed osserva.
Me la dono?
Sì, se meco sei buona.
E che vorrebbe? Ed ora il mio Giuseppe.
Ed ora avrai, ma ci vuol fedeltà.
Non c'è altro, sa un po'.
Prendi ed ascolta. Sai che le tue padrone han perduto gli amanti?
Lo so!
Tutti i loro pianti, tutti i deliri loro, ancor tu sai!
So tutto!
Orben, se mai, per consolarle un poco, e trar come diciam, chiodo per chiodo, tu ritrovassi il modo da mettere in lor grazia due soggetti di garbo che vorrieno provar. Già mi capisci? C'è una mancia per te di 20 scudi! Se li fai riuscire.
Non mi dispiace questa proposizione.
silenzio. Li vuoi vedere?
Dove sono?
Sono lì. Li posso far entrare?
Direi di sì.
Alla bella de Spinetta vi presento amici miei, non dipende che da lei consolare il vostro cor.
Come? Perché? li conosco. Questi sono i più dolci amici che io m'abbia in questo mondo. E vostri ancor saranno.
In casa mia accanto.
Ai vostri piedi, due delinquenti e comadame. Amor.
Ma che sento?
Amor. Il nome si possente per voi qui ci conduce. Appena la luce di vostre dolcissime pupille, alle vive faville, farfallette amorose agonizzanti, vi vogliamo davanti e dai lati e tarre per implorare.
And there you have some excerpts from Così fan tutte, the end of Act One. That is some of the glorious music of Mozart that will be put onto the stage at the Aspen Music Festival in school the last week of the Aspen Music Festival, which ends actually on the 23rd of August. And so around the week of the 17th through the 23rd, there will be three performances of Così fan tutte at the very intimate Wheeler Opera House with some of their very, very top students and, of course, a fabulous orchestra as well. So head on up to the Aspen Music Festival for that last week. A lot to see and a lot to hear up in Aspen that particular week. We're going to go back a little bit to the week of July 20th for their first production now, and that is going to be Romeo and Juliet. Now, I don't need to tell you the story of Romeo and Juliet. It certainly ends tragically, but a pleasant surprise has come along as well, and that is Vittorio Grigolo is going to be offering a performance of a recital on July 23rd. This is a personal invitation from Mercedes Bass, who has been a very, very generous patron at the Aspen Music Festival and School, as well as a very generous patron, of course, at the Metropolitan Opera of New York. And she was in a position to ask the finest rising young star, what many people consider the singer to replace Luciano Pavarotti. He has that perfect tenor ping, and people just love hearing him sing. So I thought it would be fun to hear him sing an aria from Romeo and Juliet, L'amour, l'amour, à lève-toi soleil. Let's listen to the singer of the July 23rd recital at the Aspen Music Festival, singing some music from Romeo and Juliet, which will be on the stage around that same time at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen as well.
L'amour, l'amour. Quelle soudaine clarté resplendit à cette fenêtre. Thank you.
from Gounod's Romeo and Juliet, Act Two, L'amour, l'amour, a lève-toi, s'il-le. The romantic hero is the name of the CD, Vittorio Grigolo, who is going to be up at the Aspen Music Festival on July 23rd in recital. In addition to that, the Aspen Music Festival and School is putting on a production of Gounod's Romeo and Juliet in its entirety, and you might want to catch that as well while you're up there, because they are kind of crossing paths, as it were, that week around the 17th through the 23rd or so is also when the Romeo and Juliet performances are taking place. Other very interesting operatic things, including Piazzolla's Maria de Buenos Aires on August 11th, a Theophanidis opera, and another one-act opera by a contemporary composer. There's quite a bit going on in Aspen. Go to aspenmusicfestival.com for more information on all of their performances. I'd like to mention that right here in Boulder, if you want to enjoy a delightful production of Mary Poppins, a Broadway musical, Boulder, the BDT stage, or what used to be called Boulder's Dinner Theater, is running it now through September 5th. It was a lot of fun to watch. I had the privilege and honor of going with an 11-year-old to see that, and it was quite a hoot for all of us. So do check out Boulder's Dinner Theater or the BDT stage to find out more about that as a summer production. Worthy of mention also several other works that are taking place in the world of opera. A Night at the Opera at the historic Dickens Opera House, I believe this is tomorrow, a glitzy gala featuring UNC singers traveling to Germany this summer with Opera Classica Europa, a privately owned German opera company. The family can enjoy a collection of arias, ensembles, and operatic excerpts, food and beverages available before and during the show. Black tie is optional. Dickens Opera House is in Longmont, and that's, again, Tuesday, June 16th. Performance begins at 7 p.m., and a suggested donation is at the door. You can call Mira at 208-409-9170 if you'd like more information on that. Opera on Tap presents Auf Deutsch, Mozart, Wagner, Johann Strauss, and Richard Strauss, the Rosenkavalier Trio, to be sung on Saturday, June 20th at 6:30 p.m. at the Syntax Physic Opera, 554 South Broadway in Denver. Tickets are only $8 in advance, and students $10 a day of the show. So you might want to check that one out as well. Act Up, Opera on Tap, and Boulder Opera presenting two acts from operas, Carmen, Act 2, and Così fan tutte, which we just heard a little bit of a few minutes ago here. Act 1, Part 1 is what they'll be doing in just a little over an hour while the audience enjoys dinner at the Dickens Tavern. In Così fan tutte, Women Are Like That, you'll meet two men who put their girls' faithfulness to the test. And in Carmen, we dance with the gypsies and meet the toreador, Escamillo, who steals Carmen's heart from Don José, the soldier who deserted his army for her. Friday, June 26th at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. The Dickens Opera House, again in Longmont, is where that's all happening. Lots of action up there in Longmont this particular month. Central City Opera is previewing its 2015 season in Boulder on Sunday, June 28th at 2 p.m. at the Academy, 970 Aurora Avenue. Selections sung from La Traviata, Man of La Mancha, and Don Quixote. Free and open to the public. And again, that's in Boulder, so you might want to check out the Central City Opera scene to find out more about that. And I might mention that I have just talked to Pat Pierce, the general director of Central City Opera, and he and I went through and talked about all the different operatic events that are happening through the summer with the Central City Opera, not only in Central City, but also in Fort Collins, Colorado Springs. They're really getting around. They're really reaching out to find new opera. As a matter of fact, they're trying to find 50% new opera audience for these outreach programs that they're doing in the other cities. That's a pretty impressive goal for them to try to reach. I might mention, so do check us out next week here on Opera Box, and you can find out more about what's going on with that. Arias at Avos, the Opera Fort Collins Guild, is presenting singers Kristen Smith, soprano, Claire LeBourne, mezzo, Pablo Romero, tenor, and Justin Little, baritone. That's Sunday, June 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. at Avogadro's number, 605 South Mason Street in Fort Collins. There's no charge, but they do encourage small donations, I think about $10 or something like that. I'm Chris Moore. This has been Opera Box, and this week we've been talking about the Aspen Music Festival and their upcoming performances. And next week, as I said, we'll be talking about the Central City Opera upcoming performances. And then in July, I'll be talking about the Emerald City Opera and various other opera companies around Colorado that are also putting on opera performances. So do stay tuned and enjoy Opera Box. The Opera Box is kind of a shared production. Ron Nadell takes generally the first 2 weeks, and I take generally the last 2 weeks. So it's now 8 o'clock. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and online at kgnu.org. And I'll be your host for the next 2 hours as we continue to talk about mostly instrumental music now taking place at the Aspen Music Festival and School. Again, over 300 concerts are taking place this summer at the Aspen Music Festival and School, starting on July 2nd, Thursday, with a performance with David Finkel, cellist, and Wu Han, his wife, the pianist. The two of them have been called the rock stars of chamber music, and they certainly are well known for that. And they also direct, by the way, the chamber music at Lincoln Center, which is a pretty phenomenal administrative post that they share as well. So they always come to the Aspen Music Festival and School, and they teach, and they inspire, and they push, and they create incredible performances for their students. But for right now, I'd like to play a Rachmaninoff sonata for piano and cello in G minor, opus 19, with these two great musicians who open up the Aspen Music Festival with their concert on July 2nd.